The National Coalition of Black Lung Clinics said in a statement that the federal government has more than enough data on the risks of current mining practices to justify implementing new measures. Specifically, the coalition wants better control of the dust generated when miners cut into rock containing silica and quartz. As NPR's investigation shows, health advisors urged tighter controls on that dust decades ago. Coalition member Debbie Wills of Cedar Grove, West Virginia, says it's time for the Mine Safety and Health Administration, or MSHA, to act.
We would like MSHA to have a silica standard and testing to ensure that that standard is really being met.
But in a recent call with mining industry stakeholders, MSHA Director David Zatazzolo defended the current regulations.
What we do is what MSHA is supposed to do, which is enforce the law.
Zatazzolo says changes made during the Obama administration strengthened coal dust standards and introduced new monitoring technology.
That has lowered miners' exposure, and we have the proof of that.
Zatazzolo says the number of dust samples that show high levels of exposure have dropped. However, the new devices do not specifically monitor for dust from quartz or silica, and Wills is concerned that miners will continue to be exposed to unsafe levels.
I don't think that's going to change the amount of disease and the severity of the disease.
Wills and the Clinic Coalition are not alone in that concern. A June report from the National Academy of Sciences called for a, quote, fundamental shift in the way the mining industry controls dust exposures in order to prevent lung disease among coal miners. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Jeff Young.